Fast am I, good evening and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing you the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and around the world. And tonight we start with the folk colossus that is Bellowhead and Lily Bolero from their 2012 album Broadside.
There was an old farmer in Sussex to dwell. Lily Bolero, born in the law. He had an old wife and she gave him hell.
Lily Bolero, born in the law. Bolero, Lily Bolero, Bolero, born in the law. Bolero, Lily Bolero, Bolero, born in the law.
The devil he came to him at the plough.
Lily Bolero, born in the law.
He says, I'm your wife and I'm on the now.
Lily Bolero, born in the law.
Devil, he hoisted her up on his arm.
Lily Bolero, born in the law.
And down to hell with her in the jump.
Lily Bolero, born in the law. Lero, lero, Lily Bolero, lero, lero, born in the law. Lero, lero, Lily Bolero, lero, 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 born in the law.
Devils are playing with chains.
Lily Bolero, born in the law.
She took up a stick and she knocked out their brains.
Lily Bolero, born in the law.
Two more devils that tell her the wall.
Lily Bolero, born in the law.
They seem to get back cause she'll murder us all.
Lily Bolero, born in the law. Lero, lero, Lily Bolero, lero, lero, born in the law. Lero, lero, Lily Bolero, lero, lero, born in the law.
To the back of his hump.
Lily Bolero, born in the law.
Back up to earth with her in the jump.
Lily Bolero, born in the law. Lero, lero, Lily Bolero, lero, lero, born in the law. Lero, lero, Lily Bolero, lero, lero, born in the law.
Till I met your
unmistakable sound of Bellowhead there, of course, and they are at this very moment playing at Newcastle City Hall. At least they are if you're listening to this on a Tuesday night and not as a podcast. I've been to some great gigs at Newcastle City Hall over the years, though it's not for a very long time, actually. Lindisfarne's Christmas concerts, people like Steve Hillage and Hawkwind, probably things I shouldn't mention here on the folk show. I play Bellowhead because on Saturday night, flights and weather permitting as always, we're off to see them at Liverpool Philharmonic. I've seen them once before and whatever you think of their studio albums, they really are one of the, if not the best live acts there is to see. So I'm really looking forward to that. Talking of great live acts, back in March 2020, I brought Edgelarks over to play in the Institute in Laxey. I'd seen them several times before and was so impressed every single time. Back in 2020, they were just promoting their great album Feather, which was recorded in a cottage in the Lake District and featured just the two of them playing as they would live. But as each of them tends to be playing two or more instruments at once, it's quite a sound. So here they are with a song called Wander, featuring Phil on his harmonica and beatboxing and vocals, and Hannah on fiddle and vocals. This is Edgelarks.
My father's father left the West when the war led him to Rome. His children, they forgot the tongue that had been their father's home. The shapes of words were broken by the city's endless roar, and the lines of accents spoken told their stories no more. But it's not about your blood or the mud around your bones, but the toil of your hands and the seeds they've sown, the roots that you dig when you make your home. For feet were made to wander. I have a love for the land that I've known, for the trees and the fields by the sea where I've grown. But I believe you should choose where you dig your home. For feet were made to wander. And enclosure took our fathers from the land. They forgot their tongues, forgot the sun on their backs. They did not know their brothers, so how could they lend a hand? They did not know themselves, so how could they make a stand? For it's not about your blood or the mud around your bones, but the toil of your hands and the seeds they've sown, the roots that you dig when you make your home. For feet were made to wander. I have a love for the land that I've known, for the trees and the fields by the sea where I've grown. But I believe you should choose where you dig your home. For feet were made to wander. Survive, throw seeds to the wind. They put down roots in the place they thrive, that's where they belong. They make a wild garden singing in the heart of town. Such beautiful varied weeds, they're hard to trample down. For it's not about your blood or the mud around your bones, but the toil of your hands and the seeds they've sown, the roots that you dig when you make your home. For feet were made to wander. I have a love for the land that I've known, for the trees and the fields by the sea where I've grown. But I believe you should choose where you dig your home. For feet were made to wander. Feet were made to wander. Feet were made to wander. The oak and the ash, the bonny ivy, the bonny ivy.
Edgelocks with Feather. Edgelarks are Hannah Martin and Philip Henry. I'll play another track of theirs soon with Phil's superb dobro playing and Hannah's marvellous banjo playing featured. Now for a track featuring the vocals of Martin Carthy, one of the great voices and guitarists, of course, of British folk music. This is from The Imagined Villages, a 2009 album, Empire and Love, and it's based on the traditional song My Son John, but the lyrics have been brilliantly updated to reflect the war in Iraq that was occurring at the time. This is Imagined Village and My Son John.
My son John was tall and slim, he had a leg for every limb. Now he's got no legs at all, cause he run a race with a cannonball, with a cannonball. He run a race with a cannonball. Jack the lad, he went off to war, away bye-bye as he run out the door. Says bye-bye John, when I see you again, you'll be back from Iraq, from Afghanistan, from the Taliban. You'll be back from Iraq and Afghanistan. I sat down each day on the shore for the space of 7 long years or more, till a big transport come across the sky and I shouted aloud, really, clear the way, clear the way. I shouted aloud, will you clear the way? I shouted aloud till the captain said, are you here with the living, are you back with the dead? Did you see anything of my son John? Is the boy living or is he gone? Is he gone? Is the poor boy living or is he gone? Up come John and he's got no legs, got carbon fiber blades instead. She smiled and she kissed him over and over, but you're uncooler than you did before, you did before. Bet you run quicker than you did before. Deaf, were you blind when you left your own two legs behind? Or did you go walking upon the sea to shrink your two legs down to the knee, down to the knee? Well, I shrink your two legs down to the knee. No, I wasn't deaf, I was not blind when I left my own two legs behind. But a thundering landmine jumped in the way, wore these legs right down to the knee, down to the knee. Wore these legs right down to the knee. I was tall, I was slim, I had a leg for every limb. The chicken hawks come knock knocking at the door, cool Britannia called for war, she called for war. Cool Britannia called for war. Chicken hawks stood at the door. So cluster bombs like you so corn, you better stay away from the harvest home, the harvest home. You better run a mile from the harvest home. We'll be right back. My son John was tall and slim, he had a leg for every limb. Now he's got no legs at all, 'cause he ran a race with a cannonball, with a cannonball. He ran a race with a cannonball.
I love that sound of the English folk of Martin Carthy with his wonderful voice and guitar, blended with the percussion of Johnny Kelsey and the drums of Andy Gangajean and the sitar of Shima Mukherjee. It's just a great album, that particular one. All of the Imagine Village albums are great, but I do love that one in particular. Next, for a track from a new album by Pauline Scanlon, a singer from West Kerry. It's a moody, modern-sounding album of traditional songs, and here she is with the classic The Well Below the Valley, which also has Barry Kerr on vocals, pipes and guitar.
Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. A gentleman was passing by, he asked for a drink as he was dry at the well below.
If your true love was passing by, it fell in the drink if he was dry at the well below the valley.
Green rose and lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh.
She swore by grass, she swore by corn, her true had never been born at the well below the valley.
Green rose and lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh.
He said to her, you're swearing wrong, 6 fine children you were born at the well.
If you be a man of noble fame,
That's lovely from Pauline Scanlon, isn't it? Great song and a great version of it. Staying in Ireland for the moment and going back to my first show here on Manx Radio, I played a track by the Irish Persian four-piece, Nava. It seems to have gone down very well. I've now got a copy of their new album, Taranj, and here from it is Balochi. Very interesting album, that, Taranj by Nava, with more of the Persian influence going on than perhaps on the first album. Still in Ireland, I had another email from Pat Burke in Dublin. Keep the emails coming, everyone. Folkshow@manxradio.com, of course. And he reminded me that the Derry Farrell song I played a couple of weeks ago, A Pint of Plain, was a poem by Flann O'Brien set to a tune by Pat Good. I love the book The Third Policeman by Flann O'Brien. And if you've ever read it and you know that I do a lot of cycling, you'll understand that I've taken to leaning against walls a lot recently. Anyway, Pat tells me that his friend Alison O'Donnell has a new solo album out, Hark the Voices That Sing for All. And here from it, I've chosen a song called The Splendid Ring.
Oh, my love Francis, he sails away. Far from my side, he'll roam and stray. He's turned his back on Dublin Bay. Gone forever on this mournful day. Your
So that was Alison O'Donnell from Dublin in response to Pat's email. Last week we had an email from rural France, but that's been beaten now as far as distance is concerned, with a message from Jacqueline Yates, who's from Douglas but presently driving around Australia. She was between Adelaide and Melbourne listening to the show and messaged me to say that she was enjoying it and it would be great to hear something by Stockton's Wing to bring back memories. So I got hold of a CD, The Crooked Rose, and here is a set of tunes, a slide, The Humours of Clonmult, a jig, Loch Garan, and a reel, The Congress. Stockton's Wing. Thank you. That was Stockton's Wing. Coming from the Teesside area, I used to think they were a local band from Stockton-on-Tees. They were, of course, a classic Irish band, but according to Wikipedia, their name is taken from a Bruce Springsteen song. Next, something from the Isle of Man and a track from Clash Vore's album, Rumours of Unease. This is Rye Benju and Yami. Was Clash Vore with a song whose title translates as Run Jew and Tammy's Woman and is a Manx traditional text with new words and tune by Aileen Clegg. She says that the central theme seems to be that the various women are being exhorted to run from some sort of trouble, from which she's extrapolated her own story, imagining running from troublesome Vikings. Whilst I'm talking about Manx music and musicians, let's have a rundown of what's happening this week. Tomorrow, Wednesday lunchtime from 12:30 till 1:30 at the House of Manannan in Peel is Babs Killia, and she's playing as part of the Foyer Lunchtime Concerts. Wednesday night at O'Donnell's, there's the usual trad session. And the aforementioned Babs Killia has also emailed me to say that she was enjoying the show and that this Thursday night is the 16th anniversary of the Ramsey Folk Club at the Buffs Club on the Quay in Ramsey. Friday night, there will be the Trad Session in the Mitre in Ramsey. And also this Friday, Mike Wade and Ian Allen are guests at the Centenary Centre Folk Night, 8 till 10pm. And the Sunday lunchtime or afternoon Trad Session this week is at the Heron in Annaka. So next to 1930s Mississippi. That was Gillian Welsh and Alison Krauss from the soundtrack to the film, probably the film that I've watched more times than any other, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The Coen brothers' setting of the Odyssey in Mississippi during the Great Depression. It's just such a great film. I may need to watch it again this week. The music was put together by T-Bone Burnett, and most things he touches turn to gold, and that certainly did. Now, I've already played Chris Drever, solo and in Lao, and Lucy Farrell as part of the Furrow Collective and in a duo with Johnny Kearney. But here's a new single by them as a duo, a song written by Lucy.
But for you, I would slip into my swimming things. I'd watch the river melt the ice and summon spring birds.
Lucy Fowle and Chris Drever with their beautiful new single, But For You. Last tonight, I'll just build my excitement even further. The excitement about seeing Bellowhead on Saturday night in Liverpool. Did I mention that I'm going? With an instrumental track, Slow Gin, based around one of my favourite tunes to play, The Slow. I'll report back next week. In the meantime, do get in touch via folkshow@manxradio.com and tune in next week.